Vandeham. Shri Guru, Shri Yuta, Pada Kamala, Shri Guru. Vaishnavansha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sagana Raghunatham Vidham Sam Sadivam. Sadvaita Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakha Vitang Cha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Kiti Namine Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Yeah. Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jayam Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Priyapraja Kacharya Stotra Sita Sri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jayam Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Priyapraja Kacharya Stotra Sita Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adigaur Bhaktavrinda Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopina. Shamakunda Radha Kundakiri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Navadweep Dham Ki Jai, Jamuna Mai Ki Jai, Ganga Mai Ki Jai, Tulsi Devi Ki Jai, Bhakti Devi Ki Jai, Samveta Bhakta Rinda Ki Jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande Haridupo. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Glories to Srila Prabhupada. Well, we welcome you to the auspicious celebration of Sri Radhastami. Srimati Radharani is the first expansion of Krishna on the side of his energy or Shakti. She is the Antaranga Shakti, the internal potency, or the Ladini Shakti, the pleasure potency. And from her, all the other gopis in Vrindavan proceed, all the queens in Dwarka come from her, all the Lakshmis, the eternal consorts of Lord Narayan and Vaikuntha proceed from her. She is the source of all of them. And she is very merciful. As we discussed earlier, she is the tender-hearted feminine counterpart of the Supreme Whole of Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada says that because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is very difficult to approach him. But we can easily approach him through Srimati Radharani because she is easy to approach. She represents the compassionate nature of Krishna. And she is the dearmost beloved of Krishna. Whatever she offers to Krishna will be accepted by Krishna. And therefore Srila Prabhupada said, if we want to offer a flower to Krishna, we may not be able to do so. We cannot approach Krishna. We don't have any qualification, but if we offer the flower to Srimati Radharani and she offers it to Krishna, then Krishna will certainly accept it. So today I thought to read a verse from the Bhagavad Gita, which indicates how we, in our status, can take shelter of Srimati Radharani. So, we read Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 9, text 13. Please repeat. Mahatmanas tu mam partha daivim prakritim ashritaha bhajanti Ananya Manaso Gyatva Bhutadim Avyayam Mahatmanas Tumam Partha Daivim Prakriti Mashrita Vajantyananya manaso Dhyatva bhutadim avyayam Mahatmanas tumam partha Daivim prakritim ashrita Vajantyananya manaso Gyatva bhutadim avyayam Mahatmana the great souls to but mam unto me partha O son of Pritha, Daivim, divine, Prakritim, nature, Ashrita, having taken shelter of, Bhajanti, render service, Ananya Manasa, without deviation of mind. Gyatva, knowing, Bhuta, of creation, Adim, the origin, Avyayam, inexhaustible. Translation, O son of Pritha, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. Please repeat. O son of Pritha, those who are not deluded, the great souls are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. In this verse, the description of the Mahatma is clearly given. The first sign of the Mahatma is that he is already situated in the divine nature. He is not under the control of material nature. And how is this effected? That is explained in the seventh chapter. One who surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, at once becomes freed from the control of material nature. That is the qualification. One can become free from the control of material nature as soon as he surrenders his soul to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the preliminary formula. Being marginal potency, as soon as the living entity is freed from the control of material nature, he is put under the guidance of the spiritual nature. The guidance of the spiritual nature is called Daivi Prakriti, divine nature. So when one is promoted in that way, by surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one attains to the stage of great soul, Mahatma. So this Daivi Prakriti is Srimati Radharani. And we can become Mahatmas by taking shelter of her, of the Daivi Prakriti, but not directly, but by taking shelter of a Mahatma who has taken shelter of a Mahatma, who has taken shelter of a Mahatma, ultimately to a Mahatma who has taken direct shelter of Srimati Radharani. In perhaps December of 1976, I arranged a program for Srila Prabhupada at Birla House on Mount Pleasant Road in Bombay. The Birla family was the richest in India, one of the richest in the world. Srila Prabhupada said, no one can measure their wealth. So I met Mrs. Birla and I presented a list of possible topics for Srila Prabhupada's talk, knowing that he could talk on any subject. And she chose the topic, how to be successful. So I thought, you know, the Birlas and their associates are, by ordinary standards, already most successful. So when she chose that, I thought, they're not satisfied. They're not satisfied with their success. They want to be more successful. But that's okay, so we accepted that topic. And when Srila Prabhupada came, he gave a very interesting definition of success. He said that in the material world, we are under the control of the material energy who is personified as Durga. Durga rides on a lion and she carries a trident, a trishul, with which she pierces the conditioned souls, that's us, with the threefold miseries of material life. There are three kinds of miseries that we are all subjected to, practically all the time. Adhyatmic miseries pertaining to the body and mind. We know, well, our bodies always give us trouble, and our minds certainly also always give us trouble. When I was a high school student, I mean, I always wanted to do good for people, to help people. So when I was a high school student, I became the president of the Future Doctors Association, because I thought by being a doctor I could alleviate people's suffering. But when I got to college, I found that there were people who weren't suffering physically but were suffering mentally, terribly. I had one friend, I mean, in retrospect, I guess he was suffering from depression, but he was really suffering. So then I became a psychology major. I thought I could relieve people's suffering in that way. And fortunately, the Department of Psychology at my university, Brandeis, was very progressive. And the chairman of the department was Abraham Maslow, and he had a different view of psychology from what had been the main schools of psychology up until then, namely behaviorism, which studied rats, stimulus and response, and psychoanalysis, which studied diseased people. So anyway, it's a big topic, but to make a long story short, the Department of Psychology invited Srila Prabhupada to give a lecture in the auditorium of the department. And that was the first time I saw Srila Prabhupada. And that was, really a turning point. So, when I met the devotees, I very quickly learned about parampara. That you can't just be like a self-made guru. Before then, I was a seeker, so I was reading different books, spiritual books, and one of them, Autobiography of a Yogi, the yogi had his guru, his guru had his guru, his guru had his guru, and that guru began in a cave. He didn't have a guru. It just began with him. So that is not parampara. Parampara starts with Krishna. He is the original spiritual master, and perfect knowledge descends from him through parampara, and our service is offered to him through parampara. So parampara is very important. And all the acharyas in the line are mahatmas, which means that they're all under the protection of the divine energy of Srimati Radharani. So coming back to Srila Prabhupada's talk at Birla House, he said that, because the topic was how to be successful, So he gave the definition of success: to transfer yourself from the control of the material energy, personified as Durga, to the control of the spiritual energy, personified as Srimati Radharani. He was saying that you are marginal. You cannot be independent. You have to be under the control of either one or the other. So it's either the control of the material energy, Durga Devi, and you get pierced by her trident, the threefold miseries. As I mentioned, Adhyatmic, controlled by the mind and senses. Sufferings pertaining to the mind and senses. Then Adhibhautik, sufferings caused by other living entities. Mosquitoes are one example. When Srila Prabhupada visited Caracas, Venezuela, one of the devotees noticed that the mosquitoes were not biting Srila Prabhupada. So they said, "Srila Prabhupada, you know, this is amazing, like the mosquitoes are not biting you." Srila Prabhupada said, "Yes, well, that's in Caracas. But in Calcutta, they make no distinction." So, I mean, we might temporarily escape the suffering for a short time, but the suffering will catch up with us. And if it's not one, it will be another. So Adhyatmic, Adhibhautik, and Adhidaivik. Adhidaivik means, you could say, acts of nature, like excessive heat, excessive cold, floods, hurricanes. Now we're having terrible hurricanes, tsunamis. There are so many of those kinds of miseries. So, but all of these three types of miseries that are inflicted on us by Durga Devi, by the material nature, can be escaped if we take shelter of Srimati Radharani, the spiritual nature. And that's our success in life. So I'll continue reading the purport. The Mahatma does not divert his attention to anything outside Krishna, because he knows perfectly well that Krishna is the original Supreme Person, the cause of all causes. There is no doubt about it. Such a Mahatma or great soul develops through association with other Mahatmas, pure devotees. So we were all ordinary people, but we got the association of Srila Prabhupada. And by his association, we learned the process of Krishna consciousness, and by the practice of bhakti yoga, we came under the shelter of the divine energy. Because the entire practice of bhakti yoga is under the jurisdiction of Srimati Radharani. Pure devotees are not even attracted by Krishna's other features, such as the four-armed Mahavishnu. They are simply attracted by the two-armed form of Krishna. So this was demonstrated in a pastime that took place at Govardhan Hill related to the Vasanti Ras. There's the Ras Lila, the famous pastime of Krishna. In fact, there's a painting of it here between the two pairs of pillars, where Radha and Krishna are in the center. There's just one Radha with one Krishna. And then in the circle, there's one Krishna between every two gopis. I mean, every gopi was next to Krishna, but Krishna was between two gopis. But in the center, he was with Srimati Radharani, and it was just him and her. So during this Ras Lila, Krishna, to increase the gopis' ecstatic feelings, disappeared from the rasa dance. In the autumn Rasa Lila, the famous one, Sarat Purnima, Krishna also disappeared, but with Radharani. But in this case, he disappeared without even Radharani. And so it's described, these verses are quoted in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's described that when Krishna disappeared, the gopis came searching for him. It's described they were like marching, like a phalanx of an army. They were looking for him. And Krishna, to play a trick on them or joke with them, he assumed the four-armed form of Narayan. So from a distance, Narayan's complexion is very similar to Krishna's. There are many similarities between their features. So from a distance, gopis thought, oh, there's Krishna. He's hiding in the bushes there. So they came up to him, and they saw, oh, this isn't Krishna, this is Lord Narayan. So they offered namaskar, and they said, oh, Lord Narayan, we're looking for Krishna. Can you help us? Can you tell us where is Krishna? But he was silent, and so they moved along. And then Srimati Radharani came, and Krishna, you know, wanted to play the same joke on her. But when she came before him, he was so overpowered by her pure ecstatic love for him that he could not maintain his two extra arms. And he was forced by her love to manifest himself in his original form as Krishna. So that is related to this statement. Pure devotees are not even attracted by Krishna's other features, such as the four-armed Vishnu. They are simply attracted by the two-armed form of Krishna. They are not attracted to other features of Krishna, nor are they concerned with any form of a demigod or a human being. Unfortunately, we do get attracted to those forms sometimes. But they are not attracted to other features of Krishna, nor are they concerned with any form of a demigod or a human being. They meditate only upon Krishna in Krishna consciousness. They are always engaged in unswerving in the unswerving service of the Lord in Krishna consciousness. So, those of you who have been following our holy days will know that 15 days ago we observed Janmashtami, the appearance day of Lord Krishna, and today we are observing Sri Radhastami, the appearance day of Srimati Radharani, 15 days later. So they are both Astamis, and Astami means basically half of the moon is showing. So during the first part of the month, say this half is illuminated, and then the second part of the month, the other half is illuminated. So they're like complementary, Radha and Krishna. Together they make a full moon. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared on the full moon day, Gaur Purnima, because he is the combined form of Radha and Krishna. So he includes both, and he's a full moon. And Srimati Radharani's love for Krishna is so great that Krishna wanted to experience it. It's described, Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami has written a very beautiful verse. And the purport of the verse is that Krishna, desiring to understand the glories of Srimati Radharani's love for him, and the special sweetness that she tastes in her love for him, and to experience the beauty of Krishna that she experiences, so that Krishna descended in the age of Kali, which we are in the present age, imbued with the emotions, bhava, and the luster of Srimati Radharani, and that is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so we can just imagine how great Srimati Radharani is, that Krishna himself could not understand her from his position as Krishna, and therefore he came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to understand those three aspects, the glory of her love for him, and so on. And so Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although Krishna has the mood of Srimati Radharani, and as we discussed, Srimati Radharani represents the compassionate nature of Krishna. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very merciful, very kind and merciful. And therefore he was addressed by Srila Rupa Goswami, Namo Mahavaranyaya. Vadanya means munificent. And Maha means great, greatly munificent. Namo Mahavaranyaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate. And what is the manifestation of his mercy, munificence? Is that he is distributing Krishna Prema, pure love for Krishna, which is our goal. The goal of everything that we're doing, sadhana bhakti, is to achieve prema bhakti. O namo mahavaranyaya, Krishna prema pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya. So Krishna is offering obeisances unto Krishna, who is not Krishna. Krishna, one of the meanings of Krishna is blackish. So he's Krishna, but he's not Krishna. Krishna Varnam Tvisa Krishna. Lord Chaitanya is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. There are many pseudo-incarnations, that's another problem. But I don't think it's, I hope it's not a problem with anyone in this assembly to accept a false incarnation. But there are many. In India, Srila Prabhupada said there are so many gods loitering in the street. And another example he said to explain people's attraction to these pseudo-incarnations. And I know there are groups of followers of these people even here. He said it's like there was a man in Calcutta who could imitate the barking of different types of dogs. Would you believe it? So he actually had performances, and he would sell tickets, and people would come to hear him. And Srila Prabhupada said that they'll pay money to hear the imitation dog barking. But the real dog who's barking on the street, they don't care. So he's saying, you know, that the real God, Krishna, they don't care. They want some, you know, false God who can do some magic or whatever. But I don't think that's an issue for us here. So Krishna he's accepted as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But even he cannot understand the greatness of Srimati Radharani from his position as Krishna, and therefore he came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And fortunately for us, he has that compassionate, merciful mood of Srimati Radharani. And by his mercy, we can approach Radha and Krishna. Srila Prabhupada made one amazing statement in Los Angeles, which really summed up our whole philosophy in a few words. He said that our goal is to approach Radha and Krishna, but one cannot to approach Radha and Krishna, we need the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. But to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we need the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda, we have to approach people like Jagai and Madhai. Jagai and Madhai were very fallen, sinful people. But Lord Nityananda was determined to deliver them. And he did, you know, by the grace of Lord Chaitanya, he delivered them. And so by approaching people of Jagai and Mada, that means like the ordinary fallen souls that we find everywhere, pretty much, by approaching them with Krishna consciousness, the holy name, with Srila Prabhupada's books, with prasadam, somehow or other, Jena Tena Prakarena, somehow or other engage them in Krishna consciousness. And if we do that, we will get Lord Nityananda's mercy. He's very merciful to the fallen souls. And then, by his mercy, we'll get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we will be able to approach Radha and Krishna. And our goal is that Radha and Krishna, love for Radha and Krishna. So this is a very auspicious day. We can pray to Srimati Radharani and the Parampara, all the Mahatmas who are under her shelter, and to give us her mercy that we can please her, please our acharyas in disciplic succession, and ultimately achieve the goal of life and help others achieve the goal of life. And of course, in Kali Yuga, the best process and the easiest process in Bhakti Yoga is to chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And in the Maha Mantra, that Hare is Radhe. Hara is another way of, another name for Srimati Radharani, and addressing her, Hare, it's like saying Radhe. Radhe is how we address Radharani. It's not her name, but when we address her, like Jai Shri Radhe, that's when we say Radhe. So, Hare Krishna. Are there any questions or comments? Yes, Petit Pavan Das. That is an excellent question, and in fact you reminded me of something that I had in mind to say related to that. Yes, Srila Prabhupada explains that actually there is no beginning, even to us. We're eternal, the living entities are also eternal. So we also have no beginning. So when we say that we were created by God, we really mean to say that our existence is subordinate to His or dependent on His. Just like the sun and the sunshine. Technically, we can't say that the sun creates the sunshine, because as long as the sun is there, there's sunshine. And when there's sunshine, it means the sun is there. But still, the sunshine is subordinate to the sun. And so we can say the sunshine comes from the sun. So in this case, as Srila Prabhupada explains, in the introduction to the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, we say that Krishna was one. This is like a statement of Swarup Damodar Goswami, which I wanted to mention anyway. He said that Krishna is one, and when he wanted to enjoy, he became two, and that's Radha and Krishna. And then the two, Radha and Krishna, became one again, and that was Lord Chaitanya. But Srila Prabhupada says, although we say when Krishna desired to enjoy, but he said actually there is no question of when, because it's all eternal. But because in a way there is that psychology that Krishna was one, he wanted to enjoy, and he became two. Radha and Krishna. So we can speak like that, although they exist eternally. And I would like to take the opportunity to add something that Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, said about Krishna Kirtan and Krishna Katha. He said that just as Krishna is not properly or fully worshipped alone, but with his Ladini Shakti, Srimati Radharani, similarly, the holy name is not worshipped properly or completely alone, but only with Krishna Katha. So these, and of course that was always Srila Prabhupada's program. There should be chanting and speaking. I sent that quotation to Badahari Das, our great kirtanier, and he really liked it. Of course, sometimes we'll have a kirtan mela with hours and hours of kirtan, which is also wonderful, but there should be katha also. So, thank you. Yes, Kartikeya. Prabhu. Is the sound on? Is the microphone on?
Hello. Yeah. You just mentioned at one point Krishna, whenever that was, decided to enjoy, so he expanded on Srimati Radharani. How that got concept that Krishna is doesn't need anything. He's self-sufficient and is so therefore he doesn't need anything. That's what we understand philosophically. But here he seems like he has a need or a desire to enjoy. So how that goes together?
Well, yes, Krishna is self-sufficient. So he's asking, well, how can we say Krishna is self-sufficient if he needs Srimati Radharani to enjoy? Well, the answer is that Srimati Radharani is Krishna. He's enjoying with himself. But that also reminded me of something else that Srila Prabhupada said, which is that pretty much everyone in the material world is chasing after Lakshmi, money, you know, the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, or money. But Lakshmi is always by the side of Narayan. So he's making the point that if you want Lakshmi, which pretty much everyone does, you should serve Lord Narayan. You should approach Lord Narayan because Lakshmi is always by his side. He said, you know, the whole world is chasing after Lakshmi, but she's like chasing after Narayan. But then he said, except in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, Krishna's chasing after Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani ki jai.